Hi, so this is the Tea and Toast podcast again, or the Audio Boo, a very short podcast. I think today I just want to sort of touch on the server technologies and sort of what you would be doing as a client. And I think the main thing that I'd like to sort of stress right now is I'm having a few difficulties with my server, and I think sometimes it's nice to be honest about what's going on and be really open with your clients within reason, so they know what's going on if there's going to be an impact on their service. And I think that's always the case. You don't have to worry them too much, but you have to keep them informed. And sometimes I've experienced problems with switching of servers from one to another because it might be more cost effective, or you're getting a new designer or something like that. And I think the best thing to sort of suggest in those places is that chances are you're going to lose your emails, and it's about all about knowing how to back that up. And I'm sure if you're using Outlook Express or Gmail or any other service like that, or the Mac services that are there for the mails, then you would be able to back that up quite easily. And I think it's quite important to back up your emails just before you sort of consider doing that, and especially your contacts. Sometimes certain emails are quite important as well for larger organisations. I think another interesting bit is about the actual website and the running of it. Depending on the complexities and how big or small the websites are, I think it's really important for you to speak to your tech people, your design people regularly, actually fit in time. I know this is difficult if you're a small business, but if you're medium to large business, it should be in there already, and you should always make the effort. As part of what I do, I really do try to meet my clients regularly. When I say regularly, I don't mean every other week. I mean, every quarter I try and chase them up to go, look, do you fancy a coffee? I just want to catch up and see what you're up to. And that way you can upsell some of your services, but also you will know through casual feedback. If you've not got a formal feedback structure, your casual feedback would allow you to sort of go, okay, this is what's going on. And if they've got specifically any technical problems, server issues, things like this, then at least you are aware of anything that they have come across, and you would be able to improve your services before there is a problem. I think this podcast kind of, this really stresses me right now, because I am at sort of at a point where I do have a few issues with some of the servers I'm using, and I think it always helps to speak to someone if you've got that sort of an issue. And I'm sort of in touch with with my tech guy, and I think I'd sort of suggest the same thing for anyone else that is, it doesn't really matter who you are, I guess, sole trader, anyone really. And I think as long as you do that and you keep in contact, then as a communication company, well known BT, would say, communication is key. It's good to talk, so why not do it more often, I guess? And hopefully we'll find less problems and be able to run better services for business, or business to business, or business to customers. That's me for now. Goodbye.